I'm Tom Fisher, and today I have on the phone with me the vice chair of Kim and Jim Productions. It's Kim Waltrip. We're speaking to her live from L.A. Kim, what's been happening?
All kinds of stuff. We just shot our movie Old Days in Indiana, so that was a lot of fun. That's where I met you, and you were so gracious to come out to the set and work with us. And then we have a movie coming out in August called Hit and Run. Look for it in theaters. It's going to open nationwide, and it stars Bradley Cooper, Kristen Bell, Dax Shepard, and Michael Rosenbaum, who wrote and directed Old Days. That's where I met Michael. And we have all kinds of other stuff coming out as well.
And that's good. And let's definitely talk about this. Who is Kim and Jim Productions? Tell us about what you all do.
We're a production company, so we fund films and produce them. And my partner and I, we both live in the Palm Springs area in California. He lives in Palm Springs. I live in La Quinta. And we teamed up about 4 years ago, and we've just been making movie after movie, just back to back. And we're just having a blast. So we were so happy to hook up with Michael Rosenbaum to do Old Days, because it's the most fun I've had on a movie set yet. We have a movie coming out August 24th. It's called Hit and Run, the one with Kristen Bell, Bradley Cooper, Dax Shepard, Tom Arnold, Kristen Chenoweth, Jason Bateman, Beau Bridges, Sean Hayes, Michael
cool.
Rosenbaum. Michael Rosenbaum stars in it as well.
Wow, there you go. So Hit and Run is Hit and Run about?
Hit and Run is a romantic action comedy. It's a guy in the witness protection program who is madly in love with this girl, and she has a job offer that takes her to the very town that he is trying to hide from, and he risks everything for her to go back to that town, and it just becomes one big chase. Kind of like Smokey, in the vein of Smokey and the Bandit.
That's cool. What part does Michael Rosenbaum play then?
He plays Kristen Bell's ex-boyfriend.
Okay. And where was this one shot?
We shot it in L.A. last summer.
Right on.
That's how I met Michael.
And that's how you met Michael. And then that's how the whole Old Days thing came into being, huh?
It is indeed, yep. August 24th, it opens in about 3,000 theaters, so nationwide.
So that party you're talking about is in this hit-and-run scene. It's called the Lemon Party?
Yeah.
What is a lemon party?
A bunch of old people, octogenarians, having a little nudie party.
Wow. Do they really have these? Is this what they're really called?
Come on. How do you not know this stuff?
Well, if they're old people, I mean, I typically don't have nude parties with old people, you know.
Well, that's your problem.
Yeah, well, I'm not old enough yet, I've been told. So so the cocktail and the lemon party consist of what?
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know what a real lemon party, what they do. I don't think there's a rule. It's just there's a lemon party in our movie, and we concocted a drink for our party, for our after party for the movie, and that's called the Lemon Run.
And what does that have in it?
Well, we're not sure yet. Our whatever you call those cocktail makers, I'm sure you know what they're called. They're going to invent it. So we don't know yet. We'll have a little tasting before the premiere.
Gotcha. So. All right, cool. So the Lemon Party cocktail. Yeah, the mixologist is probably what you're talking about.
Mixologist.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, I wouldn't know it except for I work with them. And fortunately,
I hang out at bars all the time.
Fortunately, they serve me some drinks now and again. So we'll definitely be looking for Hit and Run in 3,000 theaters. Is hitandrunmovie.com? What's the website we can go to learn more about this?
I don't know that there is a website. It's all over everything. Go to Facebook. We're on Twitter and Facebook. Twitter is Hit and Run Movie, and Facebook the same. So.
Gotcha.
We are there.
Just do the simple thing and Google Hit and Run. So that you can learn more about it. And it is a film your company is producing as well.
Correct.
And I just got to meet Kim myself because I was actually in Old Days, which shot in Indiana, and we had a whole lot of fun with that film.
We did, and you were so nice to bring us our 200th roll bourbon. We sort of thanked our crew, you know, a little celebration for hitting the 200th roll, and we poured some little shots of bourbon on this set, which, you know, it was when we wrapped, so nobody gets the wrong idea, and we had a little celebration, so thank you for that.
And it was my pleasure, and you know, whenever you and I decide to do a movie together, we're not going to just do a bourbon on the 200th reel. We're going to do one just about every 10 minutes. Is that okay?
Yeah, try to get insurance for that production.
Yeah,
okay?
Let's just hope we don't call that film Hit and Run 2, because something tells me that might not go over.
Exactly. But it was really nice. I mean, it was the first time I really experienced bourbon, and you were so nice to bring a couple of tastings, and I could really taste the difference.
I am so glad to hear that. And I had a blast getting to know you and all the cast. And a lot of them actually were already bourbon fans. Michael was a bourbon fan, and Isaiah, and all these guys, Nick, and they were all telling me, hey, we're so glad you're doing trunk tastings for us. So obviously after the shoots each day, not every day, but the days I was there.
When we wrap. Right, a few days there where we knew we were off for the next couple of days, which wasn't often. But, yeah, it was nice to have the little bourbon trunk tasting.
And it just makes sense because, you know, this was filmed for the most part in Indiana, which is close to bourbon country. And tell us, what is this film, Old Days, all about?
This is Michael Rosenbaum's baby. Michael grew up in Indiana, and it's about an actor in Los Angeles, played by Michael Rosenbaum, who is, you know, a little miserable with the way his career is going and the way his life is, and he decides to go back to his 15-year high school reunion, where he meets up with all his buddies and he tries to relive the old days and discovers he's fallen for the woman he used to love, who's getting married in about 5 days. So there's a lot of conflict, and it's so funny, and the guys are being guys, and it's just a real happy, feel-good comedy. It's sort of a reflection on his, sort of the era he grew up in the 80s. It stars Michael as well. He wrote it and directed it, and he stars in it. It also stars Marina Baccarin, Jay Ferguson, Harlan Williams, Nick Swardson, Liz Carey, Sarah Colonna, Isaiah Mustafa, Chris Palaha, Mike Haggerty, and they're all brilliant. It was really fun. We were in Indiana for 2 months. The town, Evansville and Newburgh, could not have been more generous with us. I mean, they really wrapped their arms around us and helped production, saved us money. It was a blast, and I totally fell in love with the Midwest and Indiana. Especially, I mean, I just had a great time.
And we loved having you here, and I'm so glad you enjoyed it so much. Was it now, I'm a little curious, and I guess it goes without saying, it's cheaper to shoot a film in Evansville, Indiana versus like L.A. then, is that right?
Well,
in some ways.
Yes, if you had everybody already there, we had to travel in, you know, some of our crew and all of our cast. Well, not all of our cast, because we did hire some locals. But, you know, then you have to pay per diem and you have to pay hotels. And so that can get expensive. But if you shoot in somewhere like Los Angeles, some of the location fees are so expensive that you couldn't afford it. In Indiana, I mean, seriously, everyone gave us the locations. It was amazing. And so that saved us a ton of money. So it was kind of a wash, except that we also got to hang out with really cool people. Not that there aren't cool people in L.A., but people in Indiana, heartland of America, man, I swear I've never met a nicer group of people. Everywhere you went, they were just so friendly and happy, and it was wonderful.
There are some great people in this area of the country, and I really appreciate that. I almost feel like I'm doing a dangerous thing by asking you a question like that, because there are great people everywhere, but there really is a heart.
There are.
And there definitely is a heart to the heartland. It felt good to be a part of it. I mean, there was a lot of a lot of fun scenes, a lot of funny people. Of course, Harlan Williams, Nick Swardson, some really humorous characters on set.
Yeah, I don't think I've laughed as much in my whole entire lifetime as I did working with all those people every day. Seriously, it was the most fun I've ever had on a movie set.
Was there something that happened, perhaps, that you're able to talk about off the set that was with one of the characters that was a funny incident or a prank or something that happened that would be worth noting?
Well, Michael's a prankster anyway. I think, did we get him one day? I can't remember. God, it's all a blur now. but, you know, we did a lot of things as a sort of a film family. We had some picnics and we'd have dinners and we celebrated birthdays and all those guys would show up and hang out and just be hilarious. But, you know, one of the incredible things that we had going for us as a movie production was the weather, because in pre-production, you know, there were tornadoes like crazy. It was my first tornado experience. Our house got hit. Our production office got hit.
Oh, goodness.
But we were all okay. The house I was renting was just like a block up from the Ohio River. This huge, majestic 60-foot pine tree was ripped out of the ground, and our front door was shattered. And the people below us, they lost the roof, and most of the people below us lost all of their roofing, but we lost this beautiful tree, and it did not hit the house. I mean, it was like inches away. It fell to the right instead of straight. Otherwise, it would have crunched the house. And then when we started shooting, so we were really worried about shooting because we were like, oh my gosh, you know, what if we have this weather again? And when we started shooting, it did not rain a drop. We had the most incredibly warm weather for that time of year. There was one instance where we were shooting at night and it kept threatening rain, and the weather report was like, you know, it's going to rain. It didn't rain, and then we broke for lunch. We went inside the Washington Square Mall and we had our lunch in there, which was like at midnight or something. We had our lunch. While we were eating, it poured down with rain, and as soon as we went back to work, it stopped again. And then when we wrapped for the morning, the next morning, when we're all done, it started to rain again. So I think Michael just has really good weather karma or something. It was amazing.
When are we looking at this film being released? What is the how are things progressing, and what's the latest?
Well, ironically, this evening we're having our second test screening, so we're just going to let a bunch of people look at it and get their opinions on, you know, if they think it's too long, or, you know, what scenes they really like or don't like, and then Michael will take that back into the editing room, and then he will either make changes or not. And then we'll lock picture next week, and then we'll go into the sound process and, you know, music and effects. And it takes a long time for a movie. Usually it takes about a year before a movie comes out. People don't understand that. They think once you finish, you know, production, then, you know, a couple of weeks later it's out in theaters. No, it's a really long process. Then we have to color it and you know, mix it, and it just takes a long time. But tonight is going to be really fun because we already had one test screening and it went really well. I mean, people were just laughing out loud and they gave some really good notes, and Michael took them to heart, which actually makes him a very good director, because a lot of directors, they're so close to the project, they can't imagine changing anything. And Michael is a realist and he wants to make the best picture possible. So he took everything to heart, went back into the studio in the editing room and, you know, made some changes and fixed some things. And then tonight we're going to see the new version.
What are people saying they like about it so far? Are you able to tell us?
They love the chemistry between Jim and Lori. They love all the characters, especially Nick and Harlan, because they're just so funny. It's a feel-good movie. They love that. They love that they're laughing out loud in a few areas. They love the sincerity in the heart of the picture, and I mean, they're giving all the right notes, you know, things you want in a movie. So hopefully tonight it'll go really well, and we'll lock picture next week, and then we'll have it out by next summer, I hope.
I can't wait to see it. I had so much fun working with you, with Michael, and with everybody. I thought he was a great director. I thought he was fantastic, and it's nice to know that he's taking those notes to heart, and you're going to put something out there that a lot of people are going to enjoy. That's for sure.
They are, and we're going to have a big premiere out in Indiana, so all the people that did work on it get to come and, you know, enjoy it in a movie theater with some popcorn and with their neighbors and friends, and, you know, it's the least we could do. I mean, everybody was just so gracious and helped us quite a lot, so we're just forever appreciative.
And I'll be right there with you for the premiere, and I'll either bring in a flask
Great.
Of bourbon into the movie theater, or we can just have some out of my trunk when it's all over, whatever you want to do.
Well, and yes, and I'm counting on you to make that old days drink.
That's right. We're going to make the old days cocktail. Now, what do you think an old days cocktail would taste like?
I might have to send you an email about that one. I'll have to think about it. Something old and aged, but not too old. You know, the thing I loved so much was we got those bourbon cookies from Kentucky across the way there.
Those were good.
Oh, they're so good. We had them on the set a couple of days, and oh, my gosh, they were so yummy.
And you had some of that bourbon barrel cake, too, didn't you?
We did. We had the cake. We had the cookies.
Yeah.
People told us we had to, so...
Yeah, that cake is it's the best, like, crisp, and the cake changes flavors if you keep it around for a few weeks, which usually I don't, but it kind of goes through a whole life with the alcohol kind of going through it,
saturating it. Yeah.
Now you can see why Kim and I hit it off so well. We just started talking about bourbon, and it was friendship from there.
Well, it was an education for me. I was really fascinated. I mean, it was really fun. So thank you.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
And next year, I want to go to the Kentucky Derby. You said I was invited, so next year I'm going to totally do that.
Hit and Run's coming out. We're talking about old days. Anything else that's going on with Kim and Jim Productions you'd like me to mention?
The things I can mention are that we have a little horror movie coming out in October in selected theaters, and it's called I Didn't Come Here to Die. And then, no, it's a really funny comedy. It's a horror film. It's not supposed to be funny, but it just is. And then we have another movie coming out in January digitally called 1,000 Cuts.
Okay.
And then we've got another one in the works right now, and then we're going to start production on a film in October called Jesus Hates Zombies.
And what's that one about?
That's based on a graphic novel, and it's post-apocalyptic, and God sends Jesus back down to Earth to try to restore faith in mankind and get rid of all those zombies that have taken over. So it's very well written, and it's very funny, and it's going to be another fun project. And Eric Balfour is directing that one.
Very good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I hope he gets rid of all the zombies then.
Well, you'll have to see the movie. Molly Elfman, who is Danny Elfman's daughter, Danny Elfman, the music guru, she is co-producing with us. And Eric Balfour, who is directing, also plays Jesus.
He's not only playing Jesus, but he's the director too.
Correct. He didn't want to play Jesus. He just wanted to direct, but... I mean, he kind of looks like Jesus if you have a picture of what Jesus looks like. I mean, to me, he looks like what I envision Jesus to look like. So.
Well, awesome. Kim, you're wonderful. And thanks so much for joining me here on bourbonblog.com. And we'll be chatting with you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.